So I served in Winscots for 8 years, and I left in April last year to take over the role as a unit welfare officer up in Inverness and Fort George, Three Scots. I'm here primarily to talk to the wives and the soldiers about Inverness, what it has to offer, what Fort George has to offer, and then just to dispel a few myths about living up in North Scotland.
Is it cold?
Scotland's always cold. Ireland's cold. Everywhere's cold. It's Britain. So it's not as cold as what you think. It's been very mild winter this year, as you know, and that permeates up to Inverness as well.
So what does Fort George have to offer then?
So Fort George itself has a great training area. There's also a site in Lossiemouth you can take off from if you need to deploy anywhere quickly. It also has great training estate, and the fort is 248 years old, and it's a piece of Scottish military history, and to be part of that is a unique experience. And for any soldier, no matter how long you live there for, it's a great experience. Going down to the Marie Quarters, which are 12 miles away in the centre of Inverness, the good point about the Marie Quarters being in Inverness is the fact that everything's on the doorstep. Within an hour, a mile and a half, you've got the city centre, you've got the bus station, railway station, four retail parks, 40 bars, three nightclubs, sports centres, sports grounds, sports clubs, and there's lots of other things to do in Inverness.
Actually, Three Scots themselves, you know, what have they got coming up in the next year?
So we've got a company group going to Kenya in February as part of Two Scots support group. So they're going to be doing the COFOR and the PRT, so NMA essentially, and the range team for Two Scots. We've also got a company going to Jordan, and they're going to be an independent company group, do a low-level company group exercise. We also have potentially in the offing Balmoral, Royal Guard. That's not confirmed yet. Then we also have the Falcons, which is not confirmed yet. And then we're going to be doing the preparation for deploying to Iraq in 2018.
More common ground, Royal Regiment of Scotland, infantry. Are there any differences between the battalions?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Every battalion has its own individual particular ethos, but the overarching thing that's become more and more relevant now is the Royal Regiment of Scotland, because everyone's cross-decking between battalion to battalion. The Royal Regiment of Scotland brand is coming to the fore more and more, no matter what battalion you go to. And the key underlying principle is we're all jocks. We're all jocks together. And that jock character always shines through. But each battalion have its own different nuances when it comes to battalion traditions, and hopefully that will remain and continue that golden thread. But for Three Scots are changing role at some point this year from light mechanised infantry, which is Foxhound. They'll go away temporarily and we'll change to a light role. So that means we'll change from around about 560 sorry, to about 650. So we'll need quite a bit of additional manpower to come with Three Scots. And that will happen this year.
Redeploying the members of One Scots who do not go to Aldershot. Yeah. You transferred from One Scots to Three Scots. Was that for home life reasons or career reasons? What made you choose?
It was, for me personally, it's for career, because I commissioned and I had to move somewhere else. There was no places in One Scots. So I was by virtue of I was in the same position the guys are at the moment, where I had to move from One Scots. I had to choose a location, look at the different jobs were available, and submit my preferences, and I got the job that I wanted, luckily. So it was purely on career choices, but it is a good family location being in Inverness.